You're listening to SBS News.
Waterdale real estate agent Jason Ballow has just taken over the selling responsibilities for a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, two-parking apartment with district views of Sydney's Lower North Shore.
So this Chatswood property was on the market with another agent for about 1.8. We've come in, we've listed it again, 1.6. We're actually doing some work to it at the moment. It's really about presenting your property to the best way, representing best value for buyers.
They're million-dollar views in a market coming off the boil.
So we're seeing more stock on hand than we have ever before. There's a lot more properties that aren't selling, a lot more properties are coming off the market, being expired, more than we have seen in the last 6 to 7 years.
Cameron Cusher, head of research at property researchers CoreLogic, says some vendors may have to lower their expectations.
If you're selling, I think the message is that you just need to be really realistic about your price, because credit is tighter, people can't borrow as much as they used to, and you have to set a realistic price, or you need to be willing to negotiate on that price in order to sell.
Rob Miller is a property expert and managing director of BIS Oxford Economics. He says that's because of tighter rules by the corporate regulator and the fallout from the Banking Royal Commission designed to limit risky lending.
Generally speaking, most of the cycles have been driven by interest rates. This one's been driven by tightening up of credit and the reality that affordability had really hit home in a very negative way in Sydney and to a lesser degree in Melbourne, where effectively, you know, you couldn't see a sustained growth like we'd seen, and there needed to be a correction.
But affordability has improved slightly as house price declines accelerated in 2018. Cameron Cusher expects prices to continue to fall next year.
Maybe not as severe as the declines that we'll see by the end of this year, which will probably be in the vicinity of 5 to 6% nationally. But certainly we think for the next 6 to 9 months, you're going to continue to see some declines, especially in the Sydney and Melbourne housing market. And I wouldn't be surprised to see values falling, you know, another 4 to 5% over the next 12 months. Maybe even a little bit more than that in Sydney and Melbourne.
Rob Miller adds, though, it comes on the back of a period of large gains.
Let's not forget that this is at a time where there's been a lot of supply added to the market, and the market, you know, particularly for Sydney and Melbourne, when you've had anything from 50 up to 70 to 80% price growth in a five-year period, a correction was warranted.
The correction has the attention of the Reserve Bank, which is tipped to leave official interest rates on hold throughout 2019. Rob Miller says there are risks, though.
The increase of interest-only loans in the last 4 years has probably been to a degree that staggered me, that, you know, that's certainly a risk for the market going forward.
Chris Bedingfield, property analyst at real estate investment company Key Global Investors, says many of those loans will switch to principal and interest next year.
That will impact the economy, that'll impact consumer sentiment and consumer spending. My guess is that they're not going to default on their loans because of that. My guess is they'll probably cut back on their spending.
Major defaults and dire predictions of a full-blown crash wouldn't happen without the economy first experiencing a major shock, prompting a dramatic rise in unemployment. With a federal election looming, housing policy is likely to affect the markets. Labor wants to limit negative gearing to new homes and cut the capital gains tax discount from 50% to 25%. CoreLogic's Cameron Cusher is concerned about that policy.
I think that could lead to some further weakness in the market, to be honest with you, because what the policies are trying to do is drive demand to the new housing sector, and particularly at the moment there's been a lot of new apartments built, and what we're finding with a lot of these new apartments is as they come up to completion, the valuation of those properties is coming in well below the actual contract price. So in some regards, the policy changes are pushing potential buyers into a more risky area of the market, but it's also going to have repercussions for the resale value of those properties as well, because you're getting these people buying these brand new properties, and then when they go to resell those properties, those buyers don't get the same benefits that they did.
Others, like Key's Chris Bedingfield, aren't so sure.
Well, I think it affects sentiment. I don't think negative gearing actually drives the housing market. I know that's a common view that many people have. Western Australia's had negative gearing for the last 4 or 5 years. House prices have been falling. East Coast has had negative gearing. House prices have been rising.
BIS Oxford Economics' Rob Miller also has a view.
I suspect as we move into the election period, it'll be interesting to see whether the Labor Party decides that maybe there might be some adjustment. They've obviously invested in that quite significantly as a policy. Will they tone it down a bit? Potentially, but on the one hand, you could say doing this in a weak market might have some benefits, but on the other hand, you're only going to put a further negative aspect into sentiment amongst investors in what already is a weak market and one that's probably going to stay weak for the next couple of years.
As for those intent of finding a bargain in the new year, Cameron Cusher offers these tips.
In regional Victoria and regional Tasmania at the moment, we're still seeing growth, and I wouldn't be surprised if we continue to see that. Markets like Brisbane and Adelaide and Canberra are still showing growth in values. Again, it's slower than it was 12 months ago, but I wouldn't be surprised to see values continuing to rise in those areas. And even Darwin over the last couple of months has shown signs that the market may actually be recovering.
Although it's clear the days of double-digit growth are well and truly over, for now. Ricardo Gonsalves, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.